Our business news starts with open skies across the Atlantic. The U.S. and the European Union have agreed to a deal that allows American and European airlines to fly from any American city to any European city. When it goes into effect next year, it could mean more flights to more places and eventually cheaper tickets. NPR's Adam Davidson reports.
For more than 60 years, transatlantic air flight has been bogged down with a stunning amount of red tape. The U.S. has separate aviation agreements with every European country. This gives each country's national carrier a lot of power to jealously guard their routes and prevent other airlines from competing. This new open skies agreement wipes away all of that. Starting in March 2008, all U.S. and EU airlines are free to fly anywhere they want in each other's territories. The UK's Virgin Atlantic, for example, says it might offer flights from U.S. cities to Paris, Frankfurt, Amsterdam, and Madrid. Germany's Lufthansa could offer a regular London-New York flight. Passenger advocates generally agree this will mean more flights to more destinations, and with more competition, ticket prices should fall. British Airways has loudly fought the deal because it wants to maintain its dominance in Europe's biggest hub, the very crowded Heathrow in London. The UK fought open skies for years but finally gave in, though it reserves the right to pull out of the deal in 2010. Europeans failed to get what they most wanted, the right to fly domestic routes in the US. Adam Davidson, NPR News.